Now it's time for sports. And what a busy and full week. The sentencing of Brittany Griner. Will there now be a prisoner swap with Russia? Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns suspended for just 6 games. And 2 giants of sports end of life, Bill Russell and Vin Scully, left us. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So many stories. So let me ask you to lead by talking about two big stories, or just mentioning two big stories. We won't know the implications until later.
Yeah, sorry to start with bad news, but it is bad news in women's college basketball. UConn's Paige Beckers, the best player on one of the best teams, tore the ACL in her knee during a pickup game. She's out for next season. And in baseball, even though baseball's San Diego Padres got thumped last night by their division rival LA Dodgers, the Padres are now relevant after trading for 23-year-old Juan Soto. He's projected to be a generational player and a welcome addition to a team that's finished with a winning record once in the last 11 seasons.
Yeah. Brittany Griner sentenced to 9 years in Russia. In the meantime, there are reports that she could figure into a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia, which would be in itself controversial.
Yeah. Russia has said it's open to it, but Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says it's a problem when the U.S. makes loud statements about the process. Now, a lot of Griner supporters have been speaking out, pressuring the administration to make a deal. A person close to those efforts who asked not to be identified told me they understand if the administration goes quiet, it doesn't mean officials aren't working to figure this out. But the person also said if they feel the government is, quote, taking its eye off the ball, it'll be time again to ring the bell. It's a scary situation for Griner, obviously. No idea how long this may take. And while she waits, life in a Russian penal colony is not going to be easy.
Yeah. In the NFL, Browns, Deshaun Watson received a 6-game suspension from a judge after two dozen women accused him of sexual misconduct. The NFL is appealing even that suspension. What does this say about the NFL's vow to take seriously allegations of crimes against women?
Well, the 6-game suspension says in many people's minds that the league is fumbling another personal conduct case. Seems like that's been a constant for a number of years. But the decision on Watson actually was not handed down by the NFL. It was by an independent arbitrator who decided while Watson's pattern of behavior during massage sessions was egregious, it was nonviolent sexual misconduct, and 6 games were appropriate. Now, the NFL, aware of public outcry in the case, is expected to appeal for at least a year-long ban. Now, Watson has all along said he's innocent and he's never expressed remorse. But, Scott, while the arbitrator said his conduct was nonviolent, the women who came forward feel any sexual misconduct is a form of violence. And in response to the 6-game sentence, they reacted with words like disheartened, defeated. One said it's not even a slap on the wrist. It's a kiss on the cheek.
Bill Russell, the great center, Celtic, and champion for civil rights, died on Sunday. And then in the middle of this week, the peerless Vin Scully, voice of the Dodgers for 67 years.
Yeah, wow, what a pair. I mean, the greatest winner in NBA history, Bill Russell, the most important player on 11 championship-winning Celtics teams in the 1950s and 60s, tirelessly fought and spoke out against social and racial injustice, some of it in his beloved team's town of Boston. And of course, his larger-than-life persona, humanized by one of the greatest laughs ever. Vin Scully called games wonderfully, yeah. Knew how to get out of the way of big moments, but when he talked, it was so warm and funny and informative. Listeners felt he was talking to them. He called them his friends, and when he retired 6 years ago, said to them, I needed you more than you needed me.
Oh, my gosh. NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.